We just don't know. But it's going to be wonderful. I don't know. We're feeling something around here. Don't know what it is. You know, I read an article, I think it was last night I was searching, and I read where one of the brethren said, you know, live like you see him every day, but, you know, work like he's coming further. You understand what I'm saying? Keep yourself busy. So they asked this brother, I think it was one of the brethren that's gone on before us, said, if they tell you Jesus is going to come tomorrow, what you can do? He said, I would just do what I've been doing. Yeah. So he can find me working when he comes. And I thought, I said, well, that's really good. Praise the Lord. I know a lot of the saints, they say, well, say, I'm leaving in the rapture. Live like that, but live like he won't be here soon because you're working. That's what it is. Do that make sense? It makes very perfect sense. I want to thank all of you, especially Sister Allison, for helping out. And I thank you all. You just did wonderfully. Thank you, Lord. I just pray. Give the Lord a big hand. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I've been in so much, I don't know. you know, we was in a little teeny flood, and like Dee Dee was saying, you know, I know Jackie, when she was telling how she went through, I said, well, ain't need me saying nothing. We all was building water, but I said, ain't need me saying nothing, because it could be worse. When I saw people's houses almost floating, it could be worse. We're going to learn this year. Our trials that seem big are going to get small. Amen to us. And I just want to thank the Lord because I got up. What's the day? Sunday? Is the day Sunday? I talked to Brother Mark. Got up Saturday. I said, Lord, what am I catching? What he got? Something hit me in this hip and I couldn't walk. And I know I would have daddy disturbed. So I was walking on that hip. This hip was killing me over here. And you talking about doing some praying. Your pastor did some praying. I said, God help me. Woo! So we supposed to go out. Me and Bridget, we was up. Yeah, I had a little shopping to do, and she had. But soon, you know, I don't know. God is just a good God. Just give him a clap. Because I'm not hopping this morning. I said, I'm not hopping this morning. God said, Lord, I know you're a healer. And I don't care what you're going to heal me. Because I'm not going to be hopping in the church. You're going to heal me. I've been up here preaching and carrying. You're going to do it. God is good. You can look for him to do what he say. I say he will do what he say. Amen. So you don't know. I said, Lord, I'm just tired of talking about what the devil done. Amen. I want to hear something the Lord is doing. What is he doing? I said, what is he doing? God is moving by his spirit and his power. He is moving. And so stand one more time. Let's pray over the word. And let's take what we're supposed to take the offering first, right? I think we should take the offering first. Praise the Lord. So before we go to prayer, while you're standing, bring your offering.
Today is the first Sunday. Give to our missions.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
On your right, tithes and offerings on your left.
Oh, I won't forget. Looking down there, I won't forget. Hallelujah.
Missions on your life.
While we was going to, while you bringing your... Okay. And while you giving your offering, I just want to thank the Lord for Thursday night, how the saints, the husbands, and everybody came out. I thank God for that. I told Al, he said, well, I ain't. I said, well, I am, because I just love to see people. Shoot. I'm telling you, so you're not in the same place I'm in. You know, we all, you know what? You all in different places. And that's what you got to believe with each other. You all in different spots in your trials and when you're going through. We all got Jesus now. But we all are in different places, suffering different things, and maybe where some look good to you, it might be hard to me, right, or vice versa. I'm thanking the Lord for teaching us so much this year. I feel like this year has been a good year of teaching, and I want to thank God. I said, Lord, this year's got to be different. We can say and talk, hello, your mouth speaks wonderful words. Hallelujah. But it's time for us to really put to practice, because you got to practice what you speak. You say, well, I want to stop doing this. Well, you got to practice stop doing it. It ain't going to fall out the sky. I wanted to tell you that. So, Gwen, you have a prayer request. Oh, dear. Dear me. Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. So what is her name? Pittman's. Sheila. Naisha. Okay. Oh, my. So we do pray for them. Anybody else? Okay. Wow. People leaving here. All sizes, shapes, and forms. They leaving here. Who? She's still having trouble with her legs? I thought that she was doing better. Yeah. Wow. So that's what I'm saying.
All the flood victims.
That's right.
We did get some water, like you say, but
hey. Hey, yes, Lord. I mean, showing up, yeah. Yes, Lord. Because, like, people lose things you can never recover, you know. And so we really want to thank the Lord. Now, I can't remember all those names, but you have to call them out. Maybe you should have wrote them down. We got to get serious about these people that need prayer. Pittman's. Lord, we pray for the Pittman's. Comfort them, Lord, with the same comfort that you have comforted many of us many times when we lost a loved one. Comfort them, Lord, in Jesus' name. It's just so much going on now. So when we lose our loved ones or whatever, other things are in there too. It causes, you know, things, God, in our hearts and minds. So I ask you to comfort this woman in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Who else? Praise the Lord. Karen, Lord, touch Karen. Cut her knees. Give her a miracle in her knees, God. Give her a miracle. Lord, you're the God of miracles. This is the year of great things. This is the year, God, you're going to move now. Hallelujah. So I'm believing you, Father, that you would touch her knees and deliver her in Jesus' holy name. Praise the Lord. Who else? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Who else? Jeff. Okay, that's your uncle, right? Bless him, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, you know what he needs. You know. I'm asking, oh God, that you would move upon all of those that don't know you. It's not good to be out and not know you now. We got to know you now, Lord. We got to have that relationship. We have to. Because we cannot now, Lord, get what we need like we think. Something is happening in the spirit world. Something is happening in the spirit world. We're going to have to know God now. You know, God answers prayer. God loves everybody. But something is happening in the spirit world. That you that have heard about Jesus, you that know that you need to be saved, it's going to be hard for you to get a prayer through. It's happening in the spirit world. I'm telling you now, I'm not saved. Something is happening where you're going to, if you know Jesus, you're going to have to make up your mind and serve him. And the devil is not going to let you. Something's happening. I don't know if he's going to get permission to do something, but something is happening. Anybody feel that? It's something happening. His mercy endure forever, children of God. But you that know God, it's going to be hard if you get in a place to get hold to him. You got to do it. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. So when you harden your heart, it's hard to get into a hardened heart. Anybody else? And it doesn't matter, you know, whether you say, well, she, you know, because if God said it, it's going to happen anyway. You know, I don't worry about now. If the Lord give me something, hey, it's going to happen if it's God. If it ain't going to happen. So don't worry about it. Ain't that right? If it's God, it's going to happen. If it ain't God, it ain't going to happen. Amen. But we better take heed to something. Anybody else ask for prayer? Yes. Let's pray for all the floods. Listen, if you have a chance, any of us have a chance to maybe to talk to somebody or help somebody in the flood area, we got food back there. You know, find this, whatever you find to do good this year. You know, like, it's so much going on. So much. Yeah. I look in Winsfield, we haven't had much going, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no flooding or something like this in the area, maybe not close to us. But those that you hear about that need help, let us know. Let's try to do something to let Jesus be seen this year. And, you know, let him be more apparent in the lives of his people. Amen. So we pray for the flood victims, especially for your loved one, Al, y'all. We pray that the Lord would bless them. Anything we can do to help Al, you know, if it ain't nothing but a card or calling them or saying we're with you or something, God going to tell us something to do. Whatever we need to do. Amen. So we do pray for them. But, you know, we want to put some legs and something that you can see on some of these prayers. You know what I'm saying? We want to put something on it where people can see that God is real. In Jesus' name. Anybody else need a prayer? Oh, Lord, there's so many people that need prayer. We need God. I said we need God. Praise the Lord. I ain't been getting too much sleep because I tell you, we need God. I said, Lord, I know I'm older, but, you know, whatever. I'm just to the place where I know it's a God. I know he's my Savior, my Father. He's my Creator. He's my all in all. And so I know one day I've got to stand before him. Sooner than most of y'all. Praise the Lord. And I want to be, like Paul said, I finished my course. I'm going to tell you something. Ain't nothing in this world compared. Don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. You know, pray, cry, do whatever you have to do. Don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. It's going to be over after a while. And the eternity is a long time. You'll forget everything. Everything that you think, that you thought, whatever. You forget it when we get there. So don't let nothing stop you from serving God. Nothing. Nothing. People trade their souls in for little nothing. Don't trade your soul for this junk, this devil guy. And he's smart. That's why you have ministers, prophets. That's why we need everybody to speak. And we need to have ears to hear. You know, if you have to go and cry, hey, you're going to be glad you did when it's over with. Don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. I don't know what, I just feel it. Don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. Amen. Father, we want to thank you today for your word. We thank you for everything that you've done. We're getting ourselves prepared to take the sacrament. We just, as we sit today, we will listen and hoping that we will reach out in the spirit and ask God to help us and cleanse us and give us a heart to understand, give us a heart of flesh so he can write his word in our hearts that we won't sin against him. This will be a new year, Lord, and let us not just look at things that we've learned, but Lord, let's put into practice what we have learned. In Jesus' name, no longer just sit there, oh yeah, you said, but Lord, I know you've been teaching us that this word is true. Every word, every dot, every tittle, every T, every cross, It's no need of us trying to redo it or rethink it or whatever. Lord, this, I don't know who, Lord, the Holy Spirit is talking this morning to somebody. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, God, hallelujah, that you would move by your spirit and your power, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, because you paid the price. And as they sang the song, nobody knows what you suffered on that cross. Nobody knows what you paid, Lord, to redeem us from sin. I thank you for it. We give you praise for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for redeeming us from sin, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for preparing a place for us and helping us through this world, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good this morning. Feel like ministering today. Feel like it. Brother, I've been praying. You may be seated. But before you be seated, turn around and say, I thank God for ears to hear. I was going to wait until we got this walking in the light really together before I said anything, Derek, but I do want y'all to be praying because this is not nothing we just thought of. This is, Derek mentioned it to me, what, 2 or 3 months ago? Huh? Yeah, months ago, and we've been praying about it, and it's no time to do things that ain't none of God. There's a lot of good things out there to do, but you know, we do something, we want it to be the Lord. Yes, but I was sitting here last week, I think it was, and Derek took the light on there, and the Lord said, walking in the light. And I said, Derek, walking in the light. That's the name of walking in the light. He says, that what it? We got excited, and I told somebody else, they said, ooh, that's good. So I've been missing it to people before we even started. We don't even know how it's gonna be started, what we're going to do, but we got an idea. But I want you to pray because my thing now is that we can reach these people. Reach them. Walking in the light. Praise them. I'm talking to the Nehemiah. We'll let you know everything about it, but we getting it together. Nehemiah, the first chapter of Nehemiah. You said, you reading in Nehemiah? I heard we all say, Nehemiah. And if God don't change everything, next week it's going to be the 5 wise and foolish virgins. Nehemiah, the first chapter. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank Brother Mark, too, for the, y'all read these, they're good, it's good. Nehemiah, the first chapter, beginning at the first verse. Father, thank you. Let your will be done. Anoint thy servant in the name of Jesus. The word of Nehemiah, the son of Hechaliah. And it came to pass in the month Shizlu, in the 20th year as I was in Shushan the palace. I'm going to read a little bit this morning. Is that okay? That Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnants that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept, and I mourned certain days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven, and said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his covenant or his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee day and night for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against you and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if you turn unto me, keep my commandments and do them, though there were of you cast out into the uttermost parts of the heavens, yet will I gather them from there or thence, and will bring them into the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now these are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thy ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. Praise God. I thank the Lord for this. Praise the Lord. Now I guess some of us have read Nehemiah, or we have heard it as we've been saved, people preaching on Nehemiah about the gates. And I thought about America. I thought about America, and many of us have thought about America. But I believe America is almost in this shape right here. I believe that her gates are being torn. The gates is something that protects you. And when your protection is torn down, then things begin to happen in your county. And this is what's happening in America. The gates are being torn down. Lord have mercy, I don't know if they're burned up yet, but they've been torn down. The walls is coming down, the protection of this nation. Now, you don't want to hear this, but listen, it is no need that you put your head in the sand. It is no need of you pretending like, you know, you don't see that. Hey, it's going to happen anyway, whether you want to see it or not. Oh, this doom and gloom. But I thought about that. But I thought then when Nehemiah heard about the shape of this nation, or his nation, well, he was doing pretty good because he was one of the captives. They had took off. He was, and some of them was left in Jerusalem when when Titus came in and cleaned it out. He said, I'm kind of worried about those that's been left. It's been years that passed. He said, the man said, oh, it's terrible out there. Said the gates done fell and people trying to, you know, they hiding up in the places and stuff like this. And, you know, they're just in bad shape. And the Bible say he began to weep. You know, it's time for somebody, the Lord, to raise up Nehemiah to weep. Weep for America. Because you live here. You live here in America. And you ain't got any place you can go. You ain't really going nowhere because it's just bad everywhere. Unless God is there, it's. And he said he sat and he wept. He wept because he remembered how wonderful Jerusalem was. You know, I look at America, how great she is. How wonderful. We go to the grocery stores. Every kind of thing in there you want to buy. Everything. Nobody's standing you at the door and say, have you got a card to get in here? You go, you come, even though things are getting pretty rough, you still go and come mostly as you please. There's nobody outside of you with a gun telling you when you get in your car and go to work. You go to work, you come back. You are free, you know what I mean, so far. Because this is America. I said, this is America. But beloved, we need to open our eyes and see that our president and the people that's ruling our country need prayer. And we need the house of prayer for our churches again to be called the house of prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. We need the churches to start to pray and asking God to give mercy to us. It's no need of us. Yeah, we're going to have a good year. This is my year. But I'm praying. And I want you all to pray. And we're going to pray as a church. We need to pray. You know, I think when I say prayer has PR, whatever that is. Prayer has it. Amen. And I thought about Dad. I thought about how you went up to the, I don't know, get these little numbers in my name, my head. You went to this week, I got to talk to the head guy. We need to talk to the head guy, the CEO. And I believe he's the CEO of the world. I believe he is the captain of this establishment down here. I believe that God is still in control. Put your faith in him. We got to put our faith in the CEO. You go talk to these little bitty folks. I mean, you know, you run around here, you know, they'll help you some. And I believe God gave doctors. I do. I do. And I believe if one form, some of us be dead or in bad shape. But there is someone higher.
Yes, hallelujah.
And if we can learn how to get to him, we probably won't need these other little folks. Ain't you trying to learn how to get to him? Well, I'm trying to learn how to get to him. I said, I'm trying to learn. I'm not saying if I hurt bad, I ain't going to go and ask Dr. Ranch, he's a good doctor, how to help me. But I pray, I say, God, you help me to get to you.
Yes.
Help me to get to you because you are the CEO.
Yes.
And things get to moving.
Yes.
Well, Dad will have me tell him, okay, they was putting in, we started building this church. Tell you about how to get to the CEO, what happened. Thank you, Jesus. We was putting in the coveys under the road. And you know, coveys, they what is it? What that stuff they made out of? Now, Dad, what's the other covenant made out of? Gavinai, yeah. Well, Gavinai's covenants are cheaper. So we was putting the road in and we were going to get a Gavinai covenant. She said, oh, no, the lady up there. No, you can't get a Gavinai covenant. You need a concrete covenant because they're better in this and that and this and that. And all businesses and all commercials must put in a concrete covenant. So they started putting a, listen, he putting the station down there, electric, big folks. He went and said, what y'all doing? They putting this other covenant down there. He said, uh-uh, you going to tear that out. They done put the country, he said, got to tear it out. He said, you got to tear it out because they told us we had to put in a concrete covenant under the road. Honey, I'm going down and I'm talking to the CEO. I ain't going to these little folks and tell them nothing. I'm coming. He didn't say it that way, but that's what he said. He said, I'm talking to the head dude. He went into the head dude's office. God is the head dude, I'm telling you. Woo, thank you. He'll do what nobody else can do. And he told him what happened. The lady said, oh. I won't say everything there. Oh. The next day, they tore the concrete out. Put in a concrete covenant under that road. Hello. And somebody asked her to say, how you get that done? He said, because I went to the top. Come on, children.
Yeah.
You take the natural things. You go to the top. Go to the top when you need it. Go first to the top. Because when you go to the top, you get your help. The man said, I've been trying for years to get these people to do things. He said, well, you didn't go to the right person. That taught me something in the spirit. I said, that's pretty good. Praise the Lord. Y'all give the Lord a big clap. I hope y'all understood that. Woo! Now I want to go to Nehemiah. I'm going to read a little more Nehemiah. Go to the second chapter of Nehemiah. We're going to begin with the 11th. Nehemiah 2. And we're going to start at the 11th verse. Now, Nehemiah wanted to go to help his, he was just hurt. But the Bible say in the first verse, it was the month of Shiloh in the 20th year. Now, Shiloh in our economy is the month of, I put it down so I would remember, November. So let's just say he went to the king in November. He went to the king because he was the king's cupbearer. He went to the king in the month of, read it, Nisan, right? And it came to pass in the month of Nisan, which is around our April and May. So he prayed because he said down, he prayed to see his prayer. He did just pray that one prayer. He prayed. Say he prayed. He prayed to God. He said, God, I got to talk to this heathen king. I got to help my people. God, I got to help my people. I don't know what to do, but I got to help them. I got to go and get some help for them. So the Bible said in the second chapter, It came to pass in the month Nisan, these months he done prayed in March or April, and from November, you count it up now. In the 20th year of Xerxes, the year that wine was taken before him, I took the wine because I was the wine bearer and gave it to the king. Now, I had not been before time sad. I wasn't sad because you can't come before the king sad. You know, you get your head cut off or get put in jail forever. And so he tried to keep himself look, but as he began to pray, he began to get sad. He began to really feel the pressure of, I got to go help my people. They can't live in a city with the walls torn down and the gates burned because the people have come in and destroyed the ones that was left. But I know he thought about two. He said, Lord, we're in this condition because we deserve it. We didn't keep your commandments. We didn't do what you told us to do. And look at us now. Oh, America, will you ever say that? Pray God that we'll never have to say, Lord, this country was so beautiful. Lord, it, hallelujah, we could go to the parks. We could go here and there. And all of a sudden, everything, you say, well, it can't happen. You just keep living. If you don't pray, if we don't get these churches praying, you just keep living. But he said, I'm knowing when he prayed, he's saying, I felt him. I said, oh, he began to say, Lord, you know, I remember when Jerusalem was so beautiful. Jerusalem was so beautiful. Praise the Lord. The Queen of Sheba came to see it. There were kings and queens all over the earth came to see the beauty of Jerusalem. And their kings, when they came up to the throne, oh, they came up with such regalness. Oh, my God. Solomon was so rich. All the gold and the silver and, you know, cobblestones and marble this and lions that was made of that. And they came up. Hallelujah. Their kings were coming. You see them under the dude on the side, be blowing the horn. Oh, you can see the procession. The king took about 20 minutes. Or 30 or 40 or 50 minutes to get up to the king. Oh, he shut it down. I am the king of Israel in his heart. He was the biggest king of the world. And people, oh, they feared these people because God was on their side. You know, people feel America. Used to. Because God was on their side. Now they spit on America. You know what I mean? They ain't thinking about you. You America, so what? It's just like they do the church world. Don't let me get to talking about that. Yeah, so something leaves. And so, and Nehemiah knew this. When I go to talk to this king, my God, we don't have the same, you know, what we had before they took us over. Finally, the Lord gave him the courage. And he went and talked to the king. So the king said, when he went there, he got so sad. He said, why are you so sad? He said, oh, Lord. The Bible says he got scared. When the king told him, he said, why are you so sad? You don't come before a king like that. You know, he knew that. Let's read it. He said unto the king, wherefore the king said unto him, why is your countenance sad? This is the second chapter, the second verse. Said that you ain't sick. You're not sick. This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then he said he was so afraid. Because you don't have sorrow of heart. These are heathen kings. You just don't have it. You got to come joyful and happy and king, whatever they're supposed to do. Then the king said unto me, as the king said, he said, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad when the city, the place of my father's sepulchers, lie waste and the gates are burned? Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make requests? Isn't that beautiful? He said, what are you asking for? Because I think God knows how to do everything. He let Nehemiah have that because the king loved Nehemiah. You know, it's hard to get people to serve you wine without killing you and poisoning you. In them days, they killed them kings. They killed them, smothered them, poisoned them, everything. So you get somebody you can trust because all these years that passed by, he trusts Nehemiah. And so he know Nehemiah was a good person. He was he trusted him just like they did Daniel. He said, and I said unto the king, if it pleased the king, number five, and that I servant had found favor in your sight, that you would send me to Judah unto the city of my father's sepulcher that I may build it. And the king said unto me, the queen was also sitting by him, for how long shall thy journey be? And when will you return? So it pleased the king to send me. And I set him a time. I'm going to be going such and such a time. It's going to take me such and such a time. But when he went up to Jerusalem, to kind of skip some, he didn't tell nobody. He didn't tell nobody. The Bible said, skip over to the 15th verse. Then I went up in the night and by the brook, and I looked out everything. He said, I turned back and entered by the gate of the valley, and so returned. And the rulers knew not where I went, especially the rulers, or what I did. Neither had I yet told it to the Jews. He said, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Sometimes you can't talk to everybody. I tell you, when this church started praying, y'all, oh, God, it ain't gonna use. It's already set. I've heard people tell me this now. It's already set. You know, judgment gonna come. You might as well just forget it. Ain't no sense of praying. Well, praying for what? You losing your sleep, losing your rest? It's no need of praying. Because, see, God gonna do it. Or they get really sanctified then. When they get to talking, you tell you what God gonna do, you know. But I'm reading this Bible. If Nehemiah can touch a king that's heathen, then we can touch our king that's great. We can pray. If he can pray and get on his knees for 6 months and pray and pray, I'm glad the Lord brought this 6 months up there for me, see. Because it ain't going to happen overnight. You ain't no need you coming. You tell me we come to church, and if it don't happen the next day, ain't no need of me praying. We've been in that church praying for 3 or 4 months. You might as well come on. Now you didn't catch this vision. I said, you didn't catch it. I want you to come here and help us pray. I want you to come here and pray until we get God to move. We can get God to move here in Westfield. But we got to pray. Brother, no. You just been in Pentecost. Those people prayed. We prayed. Sometimes I get home at 2 o'clock in the morning. We prayed. I want to say, Sister Deborah, I don't know if I could pray all night. You don't know what you can do. Just come in and say Jesus then. Be on the floor. Go to sleep. Get you a pillow. Whatever you have to do. I believe God will hear us if we pray. People don't like that because it's bad on the flesh. Oh, yes. Well, I got flesh too. But he prayed. 6 months, 5, 6 months this man prayed. I said he prayed and he fasted and he sought his God. And I thought, I said, wait a minute now, Lord. Hey, wait. I done read this before. Well, let me read this again here. Yeah. I said, let me read it good. If he can pray, don't let me find nothing out in this Bible because you got trouble with me. If he can pray and touch God, we can pray and touch God. Now, listen, this country is not too bad. He done already said what we did. Now, you got to go to God, you know, say, Lord, I've done this. And, you know, I've learned. I just put me in the rest of it. We have sinned against you, Lord. We have not kept your commandments. I get these prayers and I pray them. I'm a Christian. I love God. But I know we ain't done everything. Hallelujah. I like that. Get real. And I believe if we pray and confess our sins, and God will answer our prayer. Everybody looking. But y'all might find Winsville on the map. Because I don't believe God would have put this in our hearts. I don't believe God would have sent us here. I just don't believe it. Johnny, God, just going to church to go, that ain't enough. We still got people that's out there living like the devil. They're not changing. They're not living a clean life. And then talking about going to heaven. Going, what heaven you going to? Ain't but one heaven. And he ain't got no secret parts up there. The Bible says, except a man be born again, he cannot see it. He cannot. I want to read a few what Jesus said about the harvest. I believe the harvest is ripe, children of God. I want to go to Luke 2, 10 and 2. I ain't going to keep it too much longer because we got to take the sacrament. And I want to just, you know, praise the Lord. Now, if I was telling y'all what y'all was going to get, y'all would be jumping and shouting. But I'm going to tell you something. You can get something and still go to hell. It's going to be a lot of people up there with pretty houses, fine cars, all that kind of stuff. You know, this way, this is a straight way. One of these Jewish guys, he got saved. He was talking on one of the, well, y'all finding this. He got saved. He said, this is a hard way. What did he say? He said, it's a straight way. He was a Jew. He's 80 years old. He said, I believe in the Messiah, and I receive it. But he said, this is a straight way. Otherwise, it ain't the way I went. Where I went, I did this and that. And I said, Lord, you receive this. I'm keeping the this and the that and the Pentecost and the this and the that and the other. Now, you receive it. He said, but when I found out I had to go this way, it's hard. That's what he said. He said it. I heard it with his own mouth. Praise the Lord. Now, I don't say it's hard. The way of the transgressor is hard. But, you know, it's hard for us to get rid of some of this crap we've been doing. Come on now. Come on now. Couldn't pay us to do something, but some of us got stuff that we've been hanging on to and ain't got rid of it yet. I'm not talking about a lot of sin. I'm talking about things that's going to keep us weak. Keep us where we can't stand up to the devil. Amen. I said, Lord, you help me. You help me. That something as simple as I told the Lord, I said, God, I love sweets, especially chocolate candy. Girl, please. But I've really been trying to, you know, eat less. And I said, Lord, help me just get rid of this stuff. Help me not to eat it. Just take a time and I just say, there it is. I ain't going to eat no more. You think that's easy? Oh, thank you. See what I'm saying? So we talk about this dude that smokes. Some of these things got us just as well as cigarettes. Come on. Come on. You almost die. You be almost dead. You know what I'm saying? You be really going through, oh, God. You don't look at it like that way. You say, I don't do this, I don't do that. Yeah, but you're doing this. You know, well, I don't do that. He do so-and-so. He do it. Yeah, but you're doing this. Then you stop doing, if you think he can quit doing, you stop doing what you're doing. Yeah. I ain't hear you, Lord. I don't hear nobody, but it's still the truth. The truth will make you free. I said the truth will make you free. I told y'all about how I had to get rid of them Snickers. I cried. I love Snickers. I ain't lying. I go to the store picking up me a Snickers because I like them. I'm going to tell you what happens, though, when you find out that you sin and God will do for you. So he going to do the same to me for what them things? Turtles, yeah, turtles. See, now y'all know about me. Y'all. He's going to do the same. Ain't nothing wrong with eating turtles, and I just ate the last one for Christmas. I think I did good. Because I ate the last one yesterday. I think I did pretty good because there would be a time I would have ate at least five before I quit. Well, it ain't doing something. Yeah, but it's wrong. And then my hand gets there and says, it's sweet, Lord. I know it's sugar. I done told the saints that sugar is sugar. Sugar will mess you up. Sugar is just like kerosene pouring on the fire. Sugar. I ain't going to ask the saints to pray no more, Lord. I ain't asking nobody nothing until I get off of the sugar. No, honestly, I ain't asking Al to pray. I ain't telling them that I'm hurting. I ain't saying nothing until I get this sugar thing under control. I believe I got it a little bit under control. I ain't bad as I was, but that ain't good enough. I'm just trying to be clear with y'all. You know what I'm saying? God want us to come on here now. Come on. I told y'all about my friend. She was standing at the door waiting on me to come out the store. I'm ashamed of this. I got a Snicker bar. Standing at the counter with people behind me and in front of me trying to pay for this Snickers. And something you do things you don't even know you're doing. I had no idea. And I got up in front of me, the lady, Snicker, I said, look. And she's standing there waiting on me to come because she took me in her car. So I get in, I go to this thing. I said, sister, this thing got me. I said, I'm bound with this stuff. Oh, Sister Davis, my God. Blew me up. I said, I'm bound. I said, no, sister, no, this is not good. No, I let this mess alone. I said, you know what? I think it scared me so bad, I don't care for Snickers now. I eat the other stuff, but I don't fool with no Snickers. I don't fool with Snickers. You know, I may eat a Snickers. You know, it don't even taste right no more. God will help you. Whatever your thing is. It ain't your, whatever your Snicker bar is, he going to help you today if you just let him. Because you got a Snicker bar too. Come on here. You ain't fooling me. I wasn't born yesterday. You got a Snicker bar. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And so in Matthew, the Lord tells us in Matthew. We're going to Matthew. Did I say Matthew? Luke 10. 10 and 2. We're going to read a few scriptures, beloved. 10 and 2. He said, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. He said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. He will send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. And if you read of Nehemiah, if you read it, you'll find out that he had opposition when he went to try to get these walls things built. You'll read it. You go back home, get Nehemiah, and read it. He had opposition trying to build these walls again. So Jesus told us that you'll be like a sheep in the midst of wolves. But then he told them how to go. Don't carry no purse or scrip and so forth. And he told them, he gave them that. And so let's go to Matthew 9. Matthew 9, 37. Jesus said, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. I love this. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. He will send forth laborers into his harvest. So let's pray that God will send forth laborers. And let us be like the prophet said, here am I, Lord, send me. I'm hoping we come to that. That we'll say, Lord, send me. Send me out there. Yeah, I had another scripture, but it's almost saying the same thing about the harvest. I want to see the hands of those who feel a tug and a pull to come closer to God. That you know that we ain't right. We ain't there yet. But we want to. But we getting close. We getting close. I said, we getting close. Amen. Karen was telling me that, you know, her legs is salt. They told her to get off of salt. And the Holy Spirit told her to get off of meat, red meat. I'm going to tell you, too, a prophecy went out, stop eating pork. Now, oh, Lord, for us, you know how hard that is. The pigs are going to get a disease. This prophet said this, and I believe him because things he said have come to pass. Stop eating pork. He said, get off pork. It ain't good for you, no way. Anything that a devil will go into ain't good. He didn't cast it into the sheep. He cast it into the hogs. So, you know, we know it ain't good, but it's so good. Especially to us. We love pork. Oh, I ain't hear nothing on that. We had a pork roast for Christmas. Oh, I ain't hear nothing. We hadn't heard that, though. So get off pork. You know, just kind of slip off pork because, you know, and then brother sent me something else. I thought it was him or somebody. Halal, H-A-L-A-L. That these people are sending pork and sending meat and stuff over here to our, and we do not inspect it. Y'all know that. They get into our markets and everything, and they're killing us. So they're going to kill us from the inside before they bomb us from the outside. They know that we are people that love to eat, and you know, we got to have this and that, and they ain't worried about you. They tell you, get off pork. You ain't talking to me. You better get off pork. Stop eating so much pork. Amen. We need to get off pork. It ain't good for you, no, huh? Pork is not good for you. I don't eat a lot of it, cause, no way, because I can't. You know, but we need to get off of it. Is that okay? Sorry about all that bacon y'all love. Jackie, I got some new bacon. I got some new bacon, turkey bacon, but it's made with turkey. It's very expensive. But I know you eat turkey bacon, but I'm going to give you some of it. Yeah. See, Jackie eat turkey bacon. See, now why you call that a real piece of bacon? it's got salt. I know it's got a lot of salt in it. Yeah, nitrates and stuff. Yeah, but this is supposed to be gluten-free and all that crap, you know. This is supposed to be the good stuff. Amen. Praise. Stand on your feet. Praise the Lord. I praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a big clap offering. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. I do too. I really believe people need to cut back on salt. We eat way too much salt. Yeah, and it's killing us, you know.